The General Assembly kicked off its 441st legislative session yesterday with new leadership in both the state Senate and the House of Delegates. That has not happened for 33 years since now former state Senate President Mike Miller first stepped into the role. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
In the House, Democrat Adrienne Jones of Baltimore County opened her first session as Speaker. She was elected in May following the death of Speaker Michael Bush. Delegate Janelle Wilkins of Montgomery County spoke about Jones' ascension as she was nominated for Speaker, a formality legislators observe each year.
Today, we are living history with the nomination before us.
Jones is the first African American and the first woman to hold the role.
I nominate Senator William Ferguson for President of the Maryland Senate. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you so much.
Across the State House's Marble Hall, Miller nominated Democrat Bill Ferguson of Baltimore City to replace him as Senate president. Miller is stepping down from his leadership role as a result of his battle with prostate cancer. The body voted to create the position of Senate President Emeritus for Miller, who will finish out his four-year term from a seat on the floor. Miller was the longest-serving state Senate president in the country.
What a day.
Ferguson was visibly nervous as he led his first floor session. In his remarks, he emphasized the continuity of their work as lawmakers, despite the transition in leadership.
The good senator from the 27th district over and over reminded us that the times change, but the people and the challenges don't.
He said many of the challenges faced by residents in Western Maryland are also faced in Ellicott City or in Baltimore. He called for unity as the chamber's 31 Democrats and 15 Republicans work to solve problems over the next 89 days. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.